This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. We obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, Cubs all-star outfielder.
The pitch hit in the air to right field and deep. Back goes Matos. Near the wall, it's got a chance. Gone. Two-run homer, Ian Happ. Cubs lead 2-0.
Absolutely crushed that ball.
What I love about Ian is very dedicated and serious about his craft.
Gold Glove Award winner.
Here's a liner toward left coming in. Ian Happ dives and makes an excellent backhanded catch. Very nice play by Happ on a sinking liner in left. He came in and dove and made an excellent catch for out number one.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
The left field fans, they mean a lot to me. Those guys in left field, those people that are out there every day with season tickets, there's nothing like it.
Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast.
Here's a man that probably has five fresh pots a day.
Ian Happ on 670 The Score.
We toast you, Ian Happ.
I raise my coffee to Ian Happ because he pours us coffee. And he joins us right now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. It is Ian Happ, the Cubs Gold Glove outfielder, co-hosting the Compound Podcast, which is now a part of Odyssey Sports. New episodes drop each Wednesday with the latest discussion on the Cubs and baseball. Download and listen on the Odyssey app wherever you get your podcasts. Ian Happ, I feel like it's a another day, another dollar as you join us, because another day after a series opener, Cubs are 1-0 against the Giants.
Yeah, that was a good one last night. First time through the lineup, didn't get much going, and to be able to hang a big number there, take advantage of some mistakes, and Boyd did a great job, bullpen did a great job. So just kind of all the way around there, really good, clean baseball game from us.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that was the first thing I noticed. You turn the lineup over against Landon Roop and you're able to capitalize with that home run. What did you take away from just seeing him that first time that made the offense kind of really kickstart again that second time to take advantage?
Yeah, I think, Dansby hitting the double there and getting us started, kind of breaking the seal. And then after seeing him the first time, the curveball's pretty unique from that arm slot. It just has a little bit more up and down than you would think. From where he's thrown it, and we got pretty aggressive against him in the first time through, I think, and kind of the second time through, we're able to get him in the zone and really get a feel for that pitch mix. So we did a really good job there making that adjustment. We've done that a couple different times this year, where first time through, not much going, and then making that adjustment second time through.
Ian, it's great to talk to you. This lineup feels so potent right now, and I'm curious, in terms of the teams you've played on over the years, what is the special sauce for how dangerous and deep this lineup has been so far this season?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of guys that are experienced and have done great things in the league, and then young guys who are really making strides with some additions here and there. But I think the depth of the lineup, just the quality of the at bat 1-9, the ability for us to hurt you, whether it's kind of the top three guys doing it that day, or the middle of the lineup or the guys down the order. Like, it's just everybody's stepping up on different days and helping out. And you never feel like it's on one guy's shoulders. And that's what helps you get through 162 and really make, you know, make it hard on teams day in and day out.
I appreciate that you brought that up, Ian, because I feel like there's so many studies, right? I'm going to talk to you about some other stats that I feel like are actually valid to the success of the team. But when it comes to trying to quantify protection in the lineup, I think the best way to do so is by listening to people like you and knowing that and how it does matter. You play tighter. You worry about your mistakes more when you worry that it might just be on you that day. But I feel like when you've listened to everybody talk, 1 through 9 on this team, they know that it's okay if they don't have the best at bat because they're going to make up for it or somebody else is going to make up for it. And I do feel like it's causing something good and contagious to happen where everybody is having their most accurate at bats and successfully against opposing pitchers.
Yeah. I feel like when you're in a lineup like that, where you know that it's not just on you or that somebody, you know, the team's going to get it done regardless. You know, if you have a 6-7 pitch at bat, and you don't get the result that you want, then you know that you've done your job to help the next guy. Or you go up there and you've seen all of his pitches, you've given the team a chance to take a look at him, or you're in a situation where, hey, I know that we didn't score in this inning when I got on base, but I know that the next time through, you know, we're going to get the job done. So it's just this contagious belief that we're going to score runs, and we're going to do it in a bunch of different ways. If the wind's blowing in, you know, we're not afraid to safety squeeze and steal some bases and do that. If the wind's blowing out, you know, we have the ability to get the ball in the air and hit some home runs. You know, just to do it different ways. If we don't have a great day against the starter, to know that we're going to get to the bullpen. Just things like that where you feel like there is this contagious belief that we're going to put up runs, whether it's in the first inning or the ninth.
Ian, how do you explain the success in series openers that you guys have been enjoying so far?
I don't know. That's an interesting one. I know that we've done really well in season openers and struggled at to finish out the end of series.
Yeah,
I think.
We have the numbers actually.
Sunday's not so pretty.
6 straight series openers that you've won, scoring 8.2 runs per in those. 3-6 in series finales, and 1-5 on Sundays.
Yeah, I think it's still early in the season, and that's part of baseball. I don't have much of an answer for that one, but the one thing about our team, we're all in the same lineup out there no matter what. And we're not going out there and punting the end of series, or we're not juicing it for the first game of the series. So the same lineup's rolling out there. I think that's something that's pretty impressive about this group. Is doesn't matter if it's a 12:35 in Pittsburgh, it doesn't matter if it's night to day, same guys are going to go out there and be in that lineup and be ready to go. And I think that's pretty commendable amongst the group. And so, I think that's been really nice to kick off series this way. It's been really nice to be up big. You know, the difference that it makes when you're having to get the other team going through their bullpen day one and we're able to kind of rest our back end guys day one, that's a huge advantage.
Obviously, it's only May 6th, and there's a long way to go, but this team just feels like it's got some special kind of juice to it. How do you describe what you're feeling in that clubhouse and every day with the energy, the confidence, the fight that this group has shown so far?
Yeah, I think we just have a really good group of guys. I think we have a great group of guys who, you know, most of us, it's we've been playing together for a little bit, either, you know, whether it's myself, Nico, Dansby, Jameson, Saya, who've been together for a while now, or, you know, Pete and Bushy, who we've been together for a couple years, and then Tuck fit right in. You know, Justin Turner's a great addition and a guy that's seen so much baseball. Nicky Lopez has been a great fit. John Birdie's been a great fit. You just keep going down the list of guys that are accomplished, good players who have been great clubhouse personalities, and like, what that does for a group. And I think going to Japan early was a really great way to get everybody together and to spend some real quality time together and get to know the team and the group. And so I just think we have a really, like I said, good group of guys that get along really well and want to spend time together, and that's a big part of it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I feel like you have a group that gives each other credit. One of my biggest takeaways from this past weekend was, especially in the two games of the Brewer series, the first two, I felt like there was a lot of good conversation going on. One of the comments from PCA talking about how you were setting the tone for the lineup, just where you were leading off. I know that you two talk, and I know that he's talked about your importance to him before, but when you hear that, what does it mean to you to know that he's appreciating what you're doing in that way?
Yeah, I think Pete's a great kid, and his ability to get, he's so talented, and obviously he's been getting a lot of publicity and press, and his ability to put it on to his teammates and to shift the focus away from him and to his teammates, it speaks volumes to the kind of person he is. I appreciate it, and that's my job on this group, is to get on base and let the guys behind me drive me in. Yeah, we have two of the best hitters in baseball hitting right behind me. So if I can get on base, we're going to score a lot of runs.
Another quality start last night from Boyd. Can you just kind of describe what he's meant, particularly at the start of a season where you've needed a little bit of that at times?
Yeah, I mean, great addition. I think just Jed and Carter, finding Boyd and we faced him in Cleveland last year. I said this when we signed him, and he was lights out. His stuff plays. He's done it for a long time now, and his stuff is very, very good. The ability to run the fastball up to 94, 95 from that slot on the left side, wicked changeup, and plus the two breaking balls that he can kind of deploy. So he's been super impressive. He's been giving us quality start after quality start. What him, Jameson, and Colin Ray have been able to do, just quality starts every time out, giving us a chance to win every time out. Like, it's consistent, and it's really, really good. Ben Brown was great last time out, obviously. Shota's been great, but the ability for those guys to go out and just give us quality starts and keep us in the ball game. I think people talk a lot about guys going 7-8 innings and giving up no runs, and that, like, it's amazing when that happens, but when guys go out there and give you 6 innings, 2 runs, 6 innings, 3 runs, and just keep you in the ball game, it gives our offense a chance to put up some runs and then keep adding on. And that's huge for the group.
This segment with Ian Happ is brought to you by Finishing Chicago. Great finishes start with contractors from finishingchicago.com. And Ian, I know we're up against the top of the hour, so I just want to ask really quick, any updates on Connect Roasters? And I saw you in a commercial, speaking of coffee, and your gold glove for the Cubs. Anything you want to tell us there?
Yeah, that was a fun shoot. We were able to do that during spring training, and was able to wear the Connect sweatshirt out there and get a little Connect glove. But it's been great. The boys are really loving the cold brew in the clubhouse, and so the King Cold Brew, we're excited for people to try it. And then we got the Compound Live coming up, Music Box Theater, May 31st, which is a Saturday at 7 p.m. and PCA is going to join us for the live show. So tickets, musicboxtheater.com. We're excited for everybody to check it out.
Yeah, I'm excited too. Everybody wear your Dansby Swanson flow headbands to the Compound Live podcast. Ian Happ, thanks so much. Congratulations on the win. We look forward to the game tonight.
Thanks so much. Have a good one.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.